It's the Clay Millen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
Welcome into the first edition of the Clay Millen Show. Monster shout out to one of the best pizza places in the world, Crazy Carl's Pizza. Joining us now is the star of the show, the quarterback, the Clay Millen. Clay, my man, great to have you back on the program and getting this show rocking and rolling again in our second season of this. We're pumped, man. Can't wait.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
How's the week going for you now? We get fall camp done, and now it's the transition. You're back to school. Are you kind of starting to treat the week like game week, even though I know next week or 2 weeks we'll actually get into the game week mode. But are you starting to kind of get into that mode right now where you're treating things like that?
Yeah, for sure. I think we're on to Washington State now. You know, we had fall camp. It finished. We had a really good fall camp that I was really excited about. We feel like way more of a unit, I'd say, at the end of fall camp. And now after those 14 practices, we're on a Monday. We kind of get a jump start on Washington State. You know, we get an extra week to prepare for them. So from here on out, you know, everything's Washington State, and it feels like game week pretty much.
Washington State, and I know that's the big push, September 2nd, getting folks out there. It's going to be at 5 o'clock on CBS Sports Network. This is a big game, man. So many people are excited about it. We've had this one circled on our list, especially with all the conference realignment talk stuff. Clay, we don't have to get into the weeds on that, but still, this is a really important game.
For sure, yeah. I mean, this is a huge game back. You know, it's year two with the coaching staff. You know, I feel like, you know, we have way more of a core to this team now. You know, a lot of returning guys on this year's team. So I'm just super excited. You know, I think this is the second year that we get a chance to prove ourselves. You know, we're a much different team than last year. You know, we got a lot of transfers came in. You know, we got a lot more older guys coming in, a lot of guys coming back. So I just feel way more comfortable this year. I'm really excited about this group, and I feel like this unit can be really special if we maximize our potential.
I'm excited about it, man. Just going out, I got a chance to see you guys in scrimmage number two and a couple of practices in fall camp, and I get pumped up. I get a little too high sometimes on it, man. I got to be honest with you, Clay. I'm like, dude, everything is amazing. You're launching it out to Torrey Horton, and I'm like, this is going to happen every play of the game. It's just going to be Clay to Torrey, Dallin. We're going to go crazy. So I have to pull myself back a little bit, but dude, I can't lie to you. I'm excited for you, man.
Yeah, no, I'm super excited. We, you know, obviously we got a great group of guys now. You know, Torrey's back. You know, we got Dallin coming in. We got all the receivers back too. So I feel like this can be a really special unit. You know, I think this can be a team that's a lot different than last year. You know, we had a really good defense last year, and I think that we will have the best defense in the conference hands down. So I think every single day for our offense going against that, it's really important for us, and I think it's helped us a lot. And so, you know, if you look at the schedule last year, you know, we scored just a couple more points in some games. You know, we win a lot more games. So I think that, you know, offensively as the quarterback, you know, I just go score points. You know, I think we're going to be a really good football team, and we're going to go win a lot of games.
Well, I know talking to you off and on over this last year or whatever, even after the season, and then, you know, you've been doing a lot more media interviews. You sat down with Sean Keeler, too, of the Denver Post. I saw that. Mm-hmm. I want to talk to you a little bit. Sean's a fun guy, huh?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it was great.
He's a good dude, but I want to talk to you a little bit about that. But I got a question for you. I was texting you, and it's probably a weird text, but I was like, dude, have you been hitting the extra weights? Because the guns, you got the guns, man. I mean, I noticed that the other day. I know it's a weird thing, but I'm a reporter. I ask the hard-hitting questions. Have you changed your lifting habits at all, or just increased the weight, or what?
Yeah, I think that, you know, our strength and conditioning program does a great job. You know, they always get us in every single day, get us right, you know, get us with treatment. So I think that that's just a shout-out to our coaches. You know, they've done a great job with us all summer, you know, pushed us to keep getting stronger and increase weight. So I feel really good. I feel like my body feels really good. And just throughout this entire summer, I feel like that they really helped me get my body ready. So I feel really excited about it, and I feel really good. I'm ready to play games.
What's your confidence level like, Clay? People have asked me, just knowing you, and I don't know you that great. I know you on the show. You're a great guy. But I've even said it. I was like, you know, I noticed something a little bit different there. Last year was kind of feeling everything out, getting used to not just the new situation, but Fort Collins as a city, CSU as a school. So there's a lot to adapt to. Now that you got all that done, do you just feel like now you can really dial it in even more so, where it's, hey, I got all the other stuff taken care of. It's all football now.
For sure, yeah. I've had a year under my belt now. You know, I've gone through an entire year as a starter. You know, I've gone through spring. I've gone through summer. You know, last year I was able to do that for the first time, which for me wasn't, you know, I wasn't super comfortable with it at first, you know, because it was my first time going around. Now, you know, year two now, you know, I've been through it through a spring, you know, a summer now, and I feel like just going through those, summer ball, you know, I feel like I was way more comfortable this year. You know, I've played. I know my guys. You know, I know this offensive system more than I did last year, so I just feel way more comfortable, more relaxed. You know, the game, as you play more, the game just continues to slow down, and I feel like, you know, every single rep that I got, it continued to slow down, so I just feel way more comfortable than I did last year, and I'm just excited to get back out there.
Clay, so much talk was about the offensive line, and I always tell this to people, you know, you were the first one to say, no, yeah, it's not like everything's perfect, but there was stuff on me that I could do, and that's just the kind of guy you are, the kind of leader that you are, but there's still been a lot of talk around that offensive line. Well, now we're looking at it, and I mean, I'm just seeing some big dudes running around out there, and it just looks like, you know, maybe you got enough in there. The depth is there. You like some of the pieces there with Jacob Gardner, of course. Tell us, what do you think? Have you seen that direct improvement on the offensive line side of things?
For sure, yeah. I think it's been night and day between this year and last year. You know, Jacob now will be at center. You know, he's a great leader up there. He's a great guy up front. Really smart, just a great player that, you know, every single time I'm in the pocket, I always can push up in the pocket, you know, move up in the pocket, because he's always making a firm pocket right from the center position. And then coming out, you know, we have a bunch of older transfers, a lot of guys that have played football. And I just feel really good about them. You know, I feel like this offensive line has a much different mentality. You know, I feel like they're really eager to be good. They're really excited. They want to work hard. They want to learn. So I just feel really good about them. You know, they're older guys that have played a lot of football, like I said, and they've done a great job. You know, this spring they continued to learn. I feel like just the summer they really got polished, and then in the fall camp they just gave me a great pocket every single time. So I feel like, you know, this year I really trust those guys, and I feel like this year I'll have a chance to, you know, if I have to, you know, get the ball out quick, obviously. But I feel like with this offensive line, I can hold on to it when I have to. And obviously, you know, last year there was a lot of sacks, which a lot of those times I was just holding on to the ball way too long. But I feel like with this improved offensive line, you know, I'll have a chance to hold onto it for a couple more seconds if I need to.
Yeah, and with that kind of offense that you guys run with this this four air raid, with this air raid style of offense, the drop back becomes more important than any other offense, right? You need to be able to have those steps, and if you're forced to get rid of it too quickly or whatever, your guys aren't finishing their routes, whatever, plays aren't following through. So it is kind of a bit of a timing situation there, right? If your offensive line is just not quite where you need it to be.
Yeah, you know, I think that last year, you know, I need to have better recognition, you know, with blitzes and stuff like that, and feel pressure a little bit better. So I think that, you know, that's on me. And so I think that just this year, obviously, I feel really good with my offense line, but just knowing, you know, if I see any type of blitz, you know, I can't hold on to the ball. And I think that was something that I did last year, you know. If I saw some pressure looks, I'd hold on to it too much. So just this year, you know, if I see any type of pressure, I'll have to get the ball out quick. And that's just something that I focused on all year, just to learn about it. Get more experience and mental reps at it, so I know what to do when I get those pressure looks and I have to get the ball out quick.
You guys are listening to the Clay Millen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. We do this every single week. Clay, I liked this story. About a month ago or so, we see the story that Carson Strong was set to join CSU and this staff and everything. Well, you being around when Carson Strong was there right behind him, I mean, how much of an impact has that been to have a really good quarterback at that Mountain West level? I mean, he was fun to watch. How much of an impact has he had on you so far?
Yeah, Carson, you know, as soon as I came into Nevada, you know, I looked up to Carson a lot. He was an older guy that had already done a lot of really big things. By the time I'd come in there, you know, he was a guy that was looked at as a potential first-rounder. And obviously he had some knee issues with that caused him not to be able to live it out the way you should have been able to. So I think that Carson was just a really smart guy, really smart quarterback. And when I came in as a freshman, you know, he gave me a bunch of tips, a bunch of pointers. He pulled me aside and kind of put me under his wing. And I got to learn a lot of stuff from Carson. So I have a ton of appreciation for him. You know, I looked up to him a lot. And so I think that just him with his knowledge, you know, he's played a lot of football. I think that he'll be able to give me a lot of knowledge and I'll be able to pass on and just learn from him. So I'm super excited about that.
Clay, what's your relationship like? Obviously, I know it's strong and I know it's good, but what is it like with Coach Jay Norvell, with Coach Matt Mummy? I mean, I love that crew, that duo there. They seem like a dynamic duo. What's your relationship like with those guys?
Yeah, obviously, you know, first off, outside of football, and you know, they're just really good people. You know, I feel like they're just great people that you can talk to. You know, they care about you outside of football, not just your coaches. They're the people that legitimately care about you, how you're doing outside of football, you know, how you're doing at home, how you're doing in school, and they want what's best for you. So I think that, you know, even when I first committed here, you know, that was something that I really wanted, and they're genuine to me in the recruiting process. They've been great to me since I've been here, the entire time that I've been with the staff. So I feel really close with them, and obviously I get to see Mummy a ton. I see him every single day, meet with him every single day, and he likes to, you know, he likes to just talk about things outside of football too. You know, he likes to check up on us, make sure we're doing okay. And at the end of the day, you know, he's our coach, but he makes sure to know that, you know, he cares about us. You know we can go talk to him about anything. So I just feel really close to them. I really appreciate, you know, everything they've done for us.
And just both guys with such a unique football background. I mean, that's got to be cool for you. They have a crazy resume full of just great football, you know, at the college level, at the pro level, at the coach level, all that. I mean, it's got to mm-hmm. be really eye-opening for you. Matt Mummy with his dad, Hal Mummy, all those stories, that's got to be amazing.
For sure, yeah. You know, Jay's had a ton of experience, you know, in the NFL. You know, he's learned a ton over his time, you know. I mean, he's just a guy that knows a lot of football. I mean, he's been around for forever, coaching at all different kinds of places, and all of his football background just makes him a great coach. And then obviously Coach Mummy too, you know, his dad was the person that invented the air raid. So just having him to learn from, you know, his dad literally made it so he gets the direct line from the air raid. It's just pretty special to have that as your coach. So I just feel really good about those guys, and their football knowledge is, you know, it's off the charts because all the stuff they've learned over their time. So it's great to have those guys as your coaches.
And all that knowledge is being poured into Clay Millen now. And I'm excited to see what this upcoming season looks like. All right, Clay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to do something fun throughout the course of the season. And it'll just be laid back, whatever. You don't spend a whole lot of time, just kind of knee-jerk reaction. But Ant Credit Union stepping back up and being a sponsor of this program, I want to get your game ball of the week from one of your teammates each and every week. You cool with that?
Yes, sir, of course.
All right, so I want to get your game ball from fall camp. I want to get that coming up.
Ooh.
Yeah, think about it, and we'll be right back. It's the Clay Millen Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. Rolling on here with our very first episode of the Clay Millen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. I'm getting so excited for this season. It's right around the corner. Looking forward to that Washington State game. I'm going to be out there, so I'm encouraging fans. Make sure you get those tickets. Get out there. Check out CSURams.com. Let's fill that place up, because I know my boy Clay is going to want a packed house there coming up against Washington State.
Of course, yeah. I'm super excited to see everyone out there. It's going to be a great environment.
All right, so we got a great sponsor that's stepping up with us again, Ent Credit Union. Shout out to Fred. He's an excellent guy. I know you know him well. We're going to do something fun with them, and you'll be able to give us some more details about what they're up to and everything. But you have a great relationship with our sponsors, but I know you have a really solid foundation with Fred and the folks at Ent Credit Union.
Yes, sir. Yeah, they do a great job. You know, I feel really honored to be able to work with them. You know, they do a great job. They do a great job at Ent, you know, that credit card company. The bank does a great job, so I just feel really good with them.
All right, so this segment that we're going to do, we still want to kind of mess around with getting to know Clay, so I might fire off a couple of random questions from listeners. But this one I think's fun. each and every week, especially once we get into the season, I want you, because, I mean, you may be the star player. Who knows? You may end up throwing five touchdowns, but you can't give yourself the game ball. So I want you, as the quarterback, to look around at the team and go, I'm going to give my Ent Credit Union game ball of the week two. Now, obviously, we don't have any games. We have scrimmages, and we've had fall camp and stuff. Is there a person that you would feel comfortable with at this stage giving the Ent Credit Union game ball of the week or game ball of fall camp award to?
Yeah, I think there's obviously, you know, there's always one that comes up. You know, obviously offensively, you know, Torrey had another great fall camp. There's no one surprised by that. But so, yeah, obviously I'll give out two game balls. You know, I think Torrey had a great camp again. You know, he missed some spring with the slight injury, and now he's back. So I feel like Torrey obviously came back and he picked up where he left off. And he's just a guy, like, I feel like I can throw it up to every single time and he's going to make a play. So obviously Torrey, you know, everyone knows about Torrey. So he had a great fall camp and I'm really excited to have him back. But on the defensive side, you know, I'll go Henry Blackburn. You know, he's a guy that at safety, you know, he reads my eyes really well. So I think that it makes it really difficult for me in practice. You know, he's a guy that when he sees man coverage, you know, he's going to try and look him off and go make a play on a fade ball or whatever route I'm trying to throw. So I think that every single day in practice, you know, me and Henry will have a little kind of like a competition to see if I can look him off really well. You know, there's been days where I've tried to look him off and he kind of plays me better. You know, he makes a play on the ball, and there's been a couple times where I've looked him off really good, and so we'll kind of go back and forth. Henry's just a guy that makes me a lot better in practice, and he's a leader of this team, and he's just a guy that brings energy every single day. And he had a great fall camp, so I'll go with him.
Is it because of the 11 thing, Clay? Is that what it is with Henry? Is it the 11 thing? Be honest.
We just heard,
Those are great players right there. Obviously, you know, you look at what Torrey can do, and I'm telling you, scrimmage two, as soon as we're walking out there, I look up, Clay's launching the ball, here it comes, Torrey Horton brings it down. He's just a special player. I mean, he's going to be playing at a high level very soon. And then Henry Blackburn, another guy I've had a chance to sit down and talk to, very down to earth, excellent dude. Both guys were named, what was there, six captains going into the season, and I know both of those guys are right there. So I think you chose well, my friend.
Yep, for sure.
Henry Blackburn, Torrey Horton getting the Ent Credit Union. Let's go fall camp game ball of the week. It's going to get harder and more difficult as we go in the games. I wanted it to be a challenge for you. That means you guys are winning a lot of games and there's a lot to pick from.
For sure, yes, sir.
All right, so there's another guy I was wondering if you would consider giving your game ball a week to, because we've heard Coach Norvell talk about this guy a lot. That's the new tight end, Dallin Holker. Tell us about your relationship with him. Coach Norvell spoke at Media Days last week and said you two have really been working together to develop that chemistry both on and off the field.
For sure, yeah. I think as soon as he came in, you know, we sat down and we just watched a lot of film from last year, you know. And we also watched a lot of film from Nevada. You know, we watched a lot of Cole Turner. And he was just a great guy to learn from for Dallin. And, you know, Dallin's been in the system. He's done this exact same system from high school. You know, there's a little bit of stuff that's differently, but Dallin understands a lot of our air raid concepts. And so he's just an older guy that's really smart. And we were able to sit down and just talk through stuff and talk through different situations. You know, certain stuff's where he can look hot. You know, he can adjust his route in a certain way. And I think that just being on the same page off the field has really helped us, you know, on the field. You know, we both know what we're thinking on every single play. I know what he's looking for to try and get open. He knows what I'm seeing. So I think that just being able to sit down outside of the football field and just talk through different situations has really helped us. And I think that once we've been on the field, you know, it's really clicked. So I'm super excited. You know, he's a guy that's older. He does a great job, and he gets open. You know, he has great hands, and I think that he's going to be a huge threat for us this season.
Well, how important is that going to be, too, with Dallin, and then we'll see what Justice Ross Simmons does, to take some of the pressure off of Torrey Horton, where maybe that's even going to set up some bigger plays down the road for Torrey when you got other guys that defenses should be paying attention to?
For sure, yeah. You know, I think that last year we had Torrey, and I think that Torrey was targeted a lot. You know, I think that Justice and LB, you know, they came in and they're younger guys. And so I feel like I didn't have a great connection with them at first, a lot of chemistry, because we hadn't ran routes a lot together. And, you know, this year, you know, we had an entire spring where Torrey wasn't there. So I got to throw with those guys all the time, build that connection with them. So I feel like this year is way different than last year. You know, Torrey's obviously going to get his money. He's going to get a lot of balls, but I feel like the football is going to be distributed a lot more than it was last year. You know, Justice, LB, Dallin, they're going to catch a ton of football. A lot of football, so I'm really excited about them.
Yeah, no question about it. It's the Clay Millen Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. And that was the thing that kind of kept blowing me away was the amount of names we're starting to say here. I was talking to the Coloradoans' Kevin Lytle. It's like, there feels like there's a lot more big names that we have big expectations for this season, which, again, that's what you need if you want to be a really successful football team. You need a dozen guys or so that we're just looking at, okay, this can be a big name. Chiggy's going to be a big name. Dallin Holker, Torrey Horton, Clay Millen, Henry Blackburn. There's just a lot of names that we all expect to do something pretty exciting this upcoming season.
For sure, yeah. I think we've got a lot of players that came in that they're sitting on a big year, and I'm really excited about that for them. You know, I think the Down sitting on a big year. I think Justice and LV, were true freshmen that started last year, and I think they're both sitting on a big year. So I'm super excited about them. I just can't wait for games to start up.
What about running back Kobe Johnson, Clay, transfer out of North Dakota State? I've heard a lot of talk about him, too. And, you know, for me, judging from watching you guys practice and stuff, I can't really, especially a running back, I don't really know. But are you pumped to see what he can do? Because I've heard his name come up a lot in press conferences.
Yeah, no, I'm super excited about him. You know, he's a guy that's really explosive. He's a guy that came in, you know, he works hard. You know, he focuses on himself, getting better every single day. And he came in, learned the offense really quickly. He's just a guy that, like, he's a guy that can really break things open. You know, if he gets a hole, I think that he's going to take it all the way to the house every single time. So I think that he's just an explosive back. He's a guy that came in quickly, you know, grinded all off season. I just feel really good about him. I think that he's another guy, like I just said, that could be sitting on a really big year.
Clay, without, you know, giving us the entire playbook, which I'll ask you at some point, and you'll just turn me down. But is Kobe going to, I mean, are we expecting him to run more like a traditional running back, or is he going to get a lot of balls thrown to him out in the flats and whatnot, screenplays? What can you tell us? And if you can't tell us anything, just no comment me.
Yeah, I think that he's gonna be doing a lot of both. You know, I think he's going to be able to catch a lot of balls. I think he's going to be running a lot. So I think that, obviously, you know, this year we're going to be throwing the ball, so I think he's going to be catching a lot of passes. And I think that he's done a really good job showing us that he's got good hands, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see what he can do in this offense as well. Okay, we'll take a break. We got one more segment with you, Clay. I know you got to get back to class and all that stuff. We do not want to make you late on, like, one of your first days back, and then you blame us for that. That would be a bad look on the radio station's part, so we'll do what we can.
It's all good. No worries.
The Clay Millen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza, here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. Welcome back into the Clay Millen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. One last segment here before we let Clay get back to work as they're preparing for that first game of the season. But Clay, just looking back at the schedule last year, you know, I know those first four games or so were rough, but there's no doubt about it. If you followed CSU and what you guys were doing, each week, it seemed like things got a little bit better. And I know that didn't equate to a lot of W's on that side of it. But once you jumped into Mountain West play, you beat Nevada, you beat Hawaii, beat New Mexico. That had to be kind of a confidence booster for you guys to see, okay, things are kind of starting to click. Once we get a few things settled next year, we should be good to go.
Yeah, for sure. I think that to start the season, you know, last year, we had a lot of guys that I felt like weren't super bought in to start the season. We had some talented players leave pretty quickly. You know, I think that after those players left, I think it just gave us, you know, the locker room was a lot closer. I think that all the players that were still here were still bought in, and I think that really helped us lead us to a lot of wins. So I was excited about that.
Well, and finishing the season against New Mexico, winning that game 17-0. I know that was a big thing for you. But as you look forward here, we've all talked about Jay Norvell. We know what happened in Nevada his first year. They won 3 games, and then the next year they won 8 games. You don't have to give me a number, but I know that you guys have big expectations. I know that the talk around there, Clay, and correct me if I'm wrong, is not just to improve, but it's to be kind of in the mix, to be in the thick of things by the end of the season when it comes to top teams in the Mountain West Conference.
Yes, sir. I think we got a totally new team this year. You know, I feel really excited about it. You know, I think this can be a team that can compete for a conference championship. You know, as bad as we were last year, you know, I feel like we got a lot of pieces that we needed. You know, we're a lot older on offense especially, and I think we easily have the best defense in the conference, hands down. And just going against that every single day will be huge for us on offense. So I feel like we have the pieces. You know, I think that this group can be really special, and I think that if we just go out there and we maximize our potential, I think this group can be really, really special this season.
How big is that for you, Clay? You just said it, and I agree with you. I think this defense is going to be something else. But you're going up against them every single day. I mean, that has got to be that situation where it's just making you better as a quarterback, your offense better, your offensive line better. Going up against a solid, experienced defense like that has to be a big thing for you.
For sure, yeah. I think that we've got a lot of great players on defense. You know, we've got a lot of guys coming back. You know, I think we had 8 returning guys on our defense from a defense that played really well last season. So I feel really excited about them. You know, I think that we just got playmakers all around. You know, our defense is very old. You know, they're veteran defense. They've played a lot of football. So there's a lot of leaders on that defense. So I feel like just going against them every single day just makes us so much better. I think that once we get into games, you know, I feel bad for opposing teams because we got great cover guys out there and we got a really good defensive line. That linebacker core group is coming back, and so I feel really excited about them.
Clay, do you pay attention much? I mean, I know you see it, the conference realignment talk, all the Rams fans that have put together these scientific equations of where CSU might be, where these teams might be. I mean, do you look at that stuff much?
Yeah, you know, I think I've seen it. You know, I feel like it's really crazy of what's happened in the past, you know, year and a half with all this conference realignment stuff. But just me as a player, you know, I'm not really focused on that. You know, all I'm focused on right now is just winning games, you know, just trying to turn this program around. So I think that's the only thing I'm focused on. You know, if we can win some games, get some momentum in this conference, then maybe down the future, you know, older bigger conferences will look at us and think of us as a potential team that they would want to join that conference.
Yeah, well, and again, I know you don't look at this, but the Washington State thing, I mean, that to me is just extra interesting now. It was already interesting because it was a Pac-12 team, and now we're wondering what they might, who knows, we might see CSU Washington State play every single year at some point, Clay. You just never know.
For sure, yeah. I think that'd be that could be a total possibility. So who knows how it'll play out.
Well, I love to hear you say that, too, about, hey, the focus has got to be right now on the games. We just go out, we win games. We put ourselves in the limelight. I mean, you have a lot of big opportunities. We talk about that Washington State game, CBS Sports Network, and then you have the you know, I'm not going to say it, you know, the team south of you guys. I'm not going to say it.
Yeah.
Don't want to get in trouble. But that's going to be nationally televised, too. That's an ESPN game. So, and we know there's a lot of eyes on a guy's name that rhymes with Slime Time. So that's a big deal. So there's a lot of huge opportunities coming up, and that's what you talk about. Win games, go out there. When there's a lot of eyeballs watching you, go perform.
For sure, yeah. I think, you know, you can talk about it all you want, but, you know, once you get on the field, you know, there's no more talking, it's just perform. So I think that's the only thing I'm focused on and what our team's focused on right now.
How do you I know it's week by week, but it is kind of interesting that you guys have a bye week right after that Washington State game. Do you like that at early on in the season to have a bye week, Clay?
No, definitely. I definitely wish we had, you know, like maybe a week 0 game, but I think that's very, you know, interesting to have a week 2 bye. But I think it will be a good opportunity to give us, you know, 2 full weeks to kind of prepare for the CU game. So I think that, you know, it'll be disappointing to have a week 2 bye, but it'll give us a chance to really focus on that game.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I won't ask you any questions about that matchup of that second week until we get into the Rocky Mountain Showdown week. I won't get into it. But Washington State, I mean, that's a team where, you know, you look at what they did last season and some of these other teams that are trying to just make a bigger name for themselves in the Pac-12 or Pac-4, whatever it is. I mean, this is a team that got into a bowl game and then they played a Mount West team and Fresno State lost that last year. But this is a decent team on paper, no question about it.
For sure, yeah. I think, you know, just looking on them, looking, scouting them and the scouting report, you know, I think this will be a good team. You know, they've got a lot of some returning guys, and I think that they're just a good group. You know, they're well coached and they're disciplined. So I think that, you know, we'll have to go play our best game against them. You know, I think we're going to have to go play at a high level, which I think we can. You know, I think we've done that all fall camp, and I think we're prepared to go do it. So I feel really excited about this game, and I think that, you know, this is going to be a really quality opponent. I've got respect for, and so I'm excited to go out there and play them.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that one, too. And I know Rams fans are building up that talk and everything surrounding this game and what it's going to mean ultimately. I can't believe we're saying it, Clay. We're, you know, not this weekend, but next weekend, we've got Rams football back in action. I mean, it moved quickly.
I know, it's crazy. It goes by so fast. You know, it feels like it was just winter workouts, and then all of a sudden, it's already here, so I'm really excited.
Yeah, and I know you guys are probably just chomping at the bit at this point. You guys have been at each other now for the last several weeks. Now you're ready to go and take it out on another opponent.
Of course, yeah. No, I can't wait for this. You know, we've been waiting for forever, you know, playing against ourselves, you know, all spring, all summer, all fall, and now finally we get a chance to go play someone else, so I just can't wait.
Yeah, well, and we'll break into the game more, the X's and O's side of things next with you. Last question for you, man, and we're going to let you rock and roll. The interview with Sean Keeler, you know, you talked about, I really liked what you said in there. You said, hey, I could write a book after all my experiences from last season. What was something unique that you learned about yourself last season?
Oh, yeah, geez, there's a lot. I think in high school, you know, you kind of go through youth football, you kind of go through high school, you know, you don't lose a lot of football games. So I think that, you know, just going to college and then kind of this as my first year as a starter, you know, not winning a lot, I think that was really difficult at first to kind of, you know, just get used to it a little bit. But I think that as the year went on, I think I started to put things in perspective and start to, you know, just relax a little bit. You know, I think the first couple losses were really hard. I was really hard on myself, and I was really hard on what was happening. So I think that, you know, I think that I matured a lot last year. I think throughout the season, you know, losing some games helped mature me a lot. You know, when you kind of grow up and all you're used to doing is winning, you know, you don't really learn a lot about losing. So I think that you learn a lot more from losses than wins. So I think the last year is just a year for me to mature, and you know, I feel way more comfortable and a lot more mature going into the season.
Yeah, well, everything that I've seen and heard from you, Clay, I thought you were great last year mentally as you were coming in, wanting to learn and get into that. But this year, yet there just is a different approach about you, and I'm excited to see what that does on the field coming up in about 2 weeks. So we're looking forward to it, my man. And this show, each and every week, I absolutely love it. I look forward to it each week. So we appreciate you signing up with us again. Pizza's on me at Crazy Carl's Pizza. How about that?
Awesome. Love it.
All right, my man. We'll let you go. Good luck with this week in practice, and then next week we'll get you on and we'll have game week to get over.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, man. Clay Millen, that's him, the quarterback for the green and gold as Colorado State gets set to take on Washington State. We are not that far away from that game. It is interesting. It is significant because it's a Pac-12 team, and maybe we're going to see the Pac-4 mix with the Mountain West, or do they just go over there? Does the Mountain West go to the Pac-4? It's still very much in the air, but either way, it's a big opportunity for the Colorado State Rams. All right, we'll take a quick break here. We'll wrap up this hour. It's been the Clay Millen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. Welcome back into the show. We make our transition back to the whole show, but really appreciate Clay. He is he's a fun guy to talk to. This is our second season doing this show with him, and it was a no-brainer. He was pumped to come back. One of the stories I like to tell about Clay was he brought in Jack Howell and Henry Blackburn last year. He brought some of those guys in because he's like, dude, there's not a lot to talk about with this offense. We haven't clicked. We're not there yet. And we've got work to do. So I want to bring the defense in and highlight them. And that's what he did. Jack and Henry came to see us at our old studios and everything, and Clay really wanted to make that kind of a defensive show, and that was his idea. So that's the kind of guy he is. Now the next step is, does he kind of also have that, you know, as Tanner always calls it, like having that dog in him? Does Clay have that? And I think he does. I mean, he's got a freaking cannon. And I'm not kidding. At that second scrimmage, you know, just looking at, we're walking out on the field and Clay just, I think that was on purpose, just launches it to Torrey. Good photo opportunities there. I think this offense is going to be good. Now, I'm trying my best here to temper my expectations. I always get into this mode where I go out there a little bit, start visiting with players, start visiting with coaches and just people in the know, and then you see the guys and you see a couple of exciting plays here and there, and then you kind of just go, holy crap, this team's going to be good. They're never going to lose. So I got to be careful with that. I'm setting my over-under. Now, the over-under coming from Vegas is 5. I've got them over that. I've got them well over that, but I'm going to do my reevaluation of schedule predictions for every team that we cover coming up, well, I guess next week. Yeah, we'll probably do that next week. I got to do my Broncos picks over again. I got to do my Rams picks, my Buffs picks, all those things. We got a lot of work to do coming up, but this Rams team, big tests. I mean, you got Washington State at home. And I know they're trying to get that game sold out. I think it's going to be. It's not uncommon at this stage for not everybody to have their tickets purchased yet, depending on that school. And I know, primetime with CU and all that stuff. Well, he went fast because primetime's like this crazy popular personality that is just everybody wants to see what's going to happen there. So it makes sense. But for CSU, yeah, they're coming off of a 3-win season last year. There's still a lot to, you know, there's fans out there wondering, all right, we're going to go spend our money, going to go spend our afternoons out there, or evenings, I guess, in this case. And I think if you're a football fan and you're in this area, man, I would go out to that game. I'm going to be at that game. I'll be in the media booth, but I'd much rather be sitting out having a beer watching this game. Much rather be doing that. But it's good for the show, appearances and all that stuff to sit in the press box. We don't get a drink, beer. It's all just, I have a lemonade, light lemonade, and whatever food they're feeding us. But it's still fun, and I'm ready to get back in there. It is a fun environment. You get to see football at Canvas Stadium. Canvas Stadium is a gorgeous place to take in a game. So I highly recommend it. If you haven't yet, consider purchasing tickets there. But Clay's going to be good. He gave his fall camp game ball presented by Ent Credit Union. He gave one on offense, and he gave it to Torrey Horton. Surprise, surprise. Torrey Horton's an NFL player. And then he gave it to Henry Blackburn. So I'm going to tweet that out here in a moment, let people know, because we're going to do that every single week. Next week might be tough, though. Do we have him give a game ball out of practice, the best practicer? I don't know if we'll do that. Maybe we'll consider it. But the schedule for CSU is just what's so interesting to me the first 3 weeks, because you got Washington State, then a bye, then you're at Boulder. That's gonna be madness, isn't it? Now, I know CU fans won't dare lower themselves to talk about the Rocky Mountain Showdown yet because they have TCU in Nebraska. Rightfully so, I get that. TCU being the team that they are and almost were last year, and then Nebraska being the bitter rival, and Matt Rhule era and Deion Sanders era clash, two notable big names when it comes to football. I get it. You got to take it week by week. But when Rocky Mountain Showdown week does hit, we're going to be ready for it. We're going to be out actually that Monday before that game. We're going to be out at Shields from 5 to 7 for a special remote. It's going to be a CU-CSU fan fest out there. They're bringing both mascots, the bands, the cheerleaders. That's going to be in Johnstown, so you're getting Boulder people coming up here to celebrate that thing. So I'm looking forward to it. And by the way, before primetime fans come at me for saying during Clay's segment that, hey, the coach down there's name rhymes with slime time, I was not saying he's slimy or anything. It's just the only word I could think of that rhymes with prime. Time. Time? Can't do that. Slime Time's the only thing I can think of. I don't think he's slimy. It's just, there's a rhyme. It's okay. Easy, texters. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. In the final hour of the program, that's right, the final hour of the program, we're going to get into some cool stories going on around the a hockey team that you guys should be paying attention to. And that's the Colorado Grit that's going to be playing here very soon in Greeley, Colorado. We're going to be talking to the head coach in a few minutes. I think we're going to do that around 1:15. So I'm looking forward to that as well. It's a jam-packed show. I mean, we had Clay. We've all got all these great football stories that we're hitting. We're going to get into hockey stories, too. It's a good time to be going 3 hours and just talking all things sports here. Not just one particular team. I know one of our producers around here, Michael Kirkpatrick, would love it if it's just 3 hours of Broncos talk. And I understand that. There's a time and a place. But there's a lot going on in this state. There's a lot of really unique football stories that we're excited to see kind of just develop over the next few weeks. Because we've been talking about it for so long. When Primetime was hired, how big of a story that was going to be. Jay Norvell going into his second season and Fort Air Raid and all that, how big that was going to be ultimately. There's been a lot of talk. And there's been a lot of unique stories surrounding these teams, but it's almost time to see what these guys are made of. The UNC Bears play football next Thursday. And then that weekend, we get CSU Washington State, and then it's going to be good. I mean, it's upon us, folks. And we'll be doing our best to cover all of it as closely as possible. We'll even get our Rams fans listening. You want to hear what the enemy's doing. We're going to bring a Wyoming Cowboys insider on each and every Wednesday. And Cody Tucker's going to join us from 7220sports.com. And Rams fans, if you're like throwing up in your mouth when I say that, you shouldn't. He's a great guy once you get past the fact he doesn't like craft beer. He's actually a pretty good dude. But if I were you, I'd want to listen to that segment. Find out a little bit about your opponent. You need to know a thing or two about some of your big enemies there going into the season. And that's what this thing is all about. All right, second hour, we'll get to some more stories. How about the Denver Broncos, too? And as they're looking forward to their final preseason game, how they're going to play that out. How does Sean Payton view that? So I'm looking forward to breaking into that discussion. And let's learn about the Colorado Grit a little bit more. All right, it's the whole show. Powered by Chevron, we're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.